This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Nyarlathotho's.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It just sounds like somebody making fun of Nyarlathotho's.
Look at me. I'm over here being a harbinger of chaos. I'm Nyarlathotho's.
Yep. Like, what, you don't like Egypt still?
More
this is the origins.
Back up on your fucking Egypt shit.
Yeah. This is, he's, you know, not back on it. Still on it.
Still
like
on
this
it.
Is, you know, this is his back, his ancient, anti-Egyptian form.
Yes.
You know?
He's basically just like a pretender to the Pharaoh's throne who came in and said, oh, Pharaohs only wear this hat. Well, now I do too.
So I must be a Pharaoh. And everyone's like, yep. Done. And he had to prove it because, you know, it's like, oh, the tigers seem to like him. Also, he can transmute any mineral into any other mineral by placing it in his mouth. That shit's wild, dude.
Yeah. My tongue is the philosopher's stone, which is the weirdest pickup line.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going to turn your clit to gold, baby.
I think you feel it.
Yeah. Like, oh, this food is too salty. Not anymore.
It's cobalt. Now it's dying.
Now, it's not. Now it's too tungsteny.
Tungsten? Get it?
Yes.
Oh, they're not laughing. I need
the
my head.
The bloody tungsten.
They're not laughing. They're not getting it. I need to make my hat bigger so they will laugh at me more.
Yes. And I need to destroy 40 cubic feet of this pyramid. Yeah, this is a dorky sorcerer.
Yeah,
is how I think of this guy.
I can destroy inanimate matter. Well, cool, yeah. I guess, but I don't know. Unless I'm standing on a bridge over a cliff, maybe that's not going to hurt me so much.
His attacks are that commanding lions.
Okay, that's respect.
Know, so it's like I'm scared of a lion.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm especially scared of a lion that listens to orders. Normally, they're pretty lackadaisical.
This really, his attacks and special effects really go in descending order of scariness. Summon and command lions. Lions not under his magical sway act friendly towards him, crouching submissively and licking his palms. That scary.
Yeah. More adorable, actually.
Yeah.
So it's like when it's, you know, those videos of like the big cat rescue throwing in just a grocery bag full of catnip.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Destroying non-living materials. So like, lucky me, I'm living. Okay. But he could nudify me at any point.
And that would be really embarrassing. That would be a nightmare.
Yeah, especially in ancient Egypt. It's like, that dude's cut. What's wrong with his dick? You know? And then transmuting minerals into any other mineral sounds good.
It just sounds useful.
Place in his mouth. You know, he has to eat it. Not scary to me.
No.
Like, you know, not that I imagine not that much can fit in his mouth.
Right.
You know? I mean, just doing this one coin at a time is fucking sad.
A little bit, yeah. Just the shittiest counterfeiting, and like it's going to change the material, but like, guess what? I've got a gold coin that it has the carvings of a silver coin. Now I'm going to go to jail. Nyarlathotho's is going to send me to jail for counterfeiting.
Or for inflation. Like, he just goes and gets to work.
The economy was ruined. Yeah, it wasn't, you know.
It wasn't lions and locusts.
Yeah, no. The Egyptians didn't fall, you know, due to, you know, bad relations with Greece or whatever. No, it was this guy crashing the economy.
Yeah, you've heard of the Black Pharaoh. What about the Black Market?
Jim Cranathotep? No.
Nope.
Oh, well.
Nope.
No second tries. Nope. We're done. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.